Coming soon on Hope with Depression, the podcast.
I've had some of my best conversations with people I've met in a cafe or and just by connecting with another human is, I think, quite a powerful thing. And so many people are focused on their phones and looking down, where actually looking up and passing someone a smile even could just change someone's thought for that split second.
Each morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. Buddha. Hope with Depression, the podcast.
Hope with Depression, our very special guest today, my favourite nutritionist in the whole world, Leonie Wright.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
From Eat Right, WRIGHT.co.uk. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for being on. I met this lady at networking. I love what you do, because you bring all your wares in a giant sort of wicker basket, and it's just kind of cute.
It's not my wares actually. It's showing people that the foods that I have in my basket are sometimes perceived as being healthy, but in reality they're not. So it's just to sort of get them talking to me.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. I haven't looked closely enough at your wicker basket. I just saw a wicker basket full of food, and I was like, oh, that looks nice.
It's all empty packaging.
Yeah. Well, you've ruined it for me now. You've ruined it for
me. Sorry.
giving away the secret behind the trick.
Yes, yeah, I know. Well, otherwise it's too heavy, you see, the basket.
True. True. But it's a nice touch, and it does get people talking, doesn't it? And it is a conversation that needs to be had, I guess, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because food is so important. Food can be your medicine if you choose the right ones, that is, of course.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I'd like to hear, you know, quite a whole picture of how food could be medicine. I mean, we've all heard it before. You are what you eat and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's obviously a maxim that you subscribe to. But how and what foods could help with depression?
Well, first of all, let me tell you which foods you need. That depression and diet is probably, there is a relation between that, as you probably know. That's why you're asking me those questions. Mm. But there is definitely a comparison, and about 25% of depression can be reduced by having a good diet. So the first thing you need to do is what you need to eliminate from your diet, which is you have to limit all processed, refined foods, anything sweet, so cakes, biscuits, that sort of stuff, and also fried fruit, and that includes junk foods like burgers and nuggets and all that sort of stuff. So that's what you really should not be having. Now, there are a few things in food that can be very beneficial, and I just mention a few. One of them, for example, is selenium. And selenium might help to improve the mood and also reduce anxiety. And, of course, then also will help with depression. And selenium, for example, you can find in whole grains, in nuts, specifically Brazil nuts, some seafoods, and also in organ meat, such as liver. So that's one thing. There are a few. If you want me to go through them, I'm very happy to do so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually. Yes, please. Because you can get these as supplements as well, can't you?
You can, yeah. If you think that you don't have enough, like, for example, fish in your diet, there are omega-3 capsules that you can take, and selenium you can buy as a food supplement as well, yeah. But it's always best to try to get as much as you can from food, from whole foods, really. But if you need to, yes, definitely have selenium. So the next one I wanted to
hang on, just before you go on, sorry, because I've heard there's a bit of a controversy with some supplements. Some people swear by them, and some people say that they're useless. Are all supplements not created equal? Do you have any recommendations for really good companies?
I won't mention any companies. I work myself with a company which is called Nutrilite, and that's organic food supplements, 100%. Created from organic plants, etc., compressed food. So it's just a food replacement.
Nutrilite.
But there are a lot of other well-known brands that you can buy in the shops. There is something called Solgar is a good one. There is Cytoplan, which is an English company. They have wonderful food supplements, but you can only get those through a nutrition coach or nutritionist. So. Yeah. But there are many food supplements that are useless that you buy in store, and you're better not to spend your money on it because they put so many other components in it to keep it together. So, but it's always best to get as much as you can from food. And if you feel you don't get it from food, then you have to supplement.
And do your research, do your due diligence, I suppose.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I trust the company that I work with.
Of course, of course.
It's also organic, and that for me is very important. Yeah, so as close to nature as possible.
I'll put a link to it under this interview. Nutrilite.com,
is it? Nutrilite, yeah. Nutrilite, that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Go on. You were saying then, yeah. So
okay, so we had selenium. That's what we talked about. Then vitamin D, which, of course, is plentiful available if the sun shines. But at the moment, we are not that lucky. So foods that you could eat from which contain vitamin D is oily fish. So things like salmon, sardines, anchovy, mackerel—that's a good one. Then fortified dairy products. So by that I mean like the Greek yogurt, which has got lots of protein in it. You can have sheep yogurt, goat yogurt. If you're dairy intolerant, sometimes there are people who can have sheep yogurt or goat yogurt.
Okay.
Then there's another one, a very important one, has had a very bad name in the past, which is the egg. It has got vitamin D in it, and you can easily have two a day. Or the liver from a cow is also very good, contains vitamin D.
Okay.
Now, and the next one is omega-3 fatty acids, again, found in oily and fatty fish, also in seeds, like in flax seeds. I don't know if you've heard about that.
I've heard of flax seeds, for sure.
Yeah, flaxseed oil, chia seeds, full of protein and amino-3 acids. Walnuts, I find this a fascinating nut, and I just want to tell you why. Because the walnut, if you look at it, is really good for the brain. It actually has the shape of a brain.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was so. When I read that, I thought, wow, that's amazing. That's fantastic. So, okay, so what is important also if you want to fight depressions are antioxidants. And antioxidants fight all the toxics and rubbish in your body. And vitamin A, C, and E are very good for that. So you can take those. Vitamin Bs, which again you can find in eggs, meat, in chicken, poultry, in general, fish, milk, oysters. I'm not such a great fan of milk because milk contains lactose. It's specifically the vitamin B12 which is important. But you can get those from vegetables as well.
Okay.
From nuts, beans, there's a whole list.
So is it a question of getting the bad stuff out before you put the good stuff in? Is there some sort of order this should be done in?
Absolutely, yeah. But my mantra always is eat as close to nature as you can. So as I said in the beginning, omit all processed, refined foods, no sugar. That's very important.
What about fruit? And
fruit is also very good, but not too much because it's quite high in sugar.
Yeah.
So I recommend clients not to have more than 2 to 3 pieces of fruit a day.
Okay.
And eat more vegetables, especially green vegetables like kale, broccoli, those sort of vegetables.
So, basically what your mum used to say, eat your vegetables, turned out to be true.
Yeah, sorry. Did you not like your vegetables when you were young?
I don't think I was too bad, but I've heard some horror stories of, you know, kids having to be chased around the house with a piece of broccoli.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's horrific. And I love broccoli. It's really nice. You can do so much with it as well.
Well, absolutely. If you're a bit creative in the kitchen, if you're a bit of a chef and you like to, you know, create recipes and pimp, as I call it, you know, pimp recipes, you know, why not? I mean, there's no reason. I think what I'm trying to say is there's no reason why you can't eat delicious foods that are healthy. Eating healthy doesn't have to be dull, does it?
It's interesting that you say that because this week I do a topic of the week, and this week it was about kale. And when I was young, I knew kale only because I come from Holland. We had it as a mash. So my mum would boil potatoes, boil the kale, make it into a mash, put some salt and pepper and maybe some little pieces of bacon in there, and then we would have it with a sausage.
Just like bubble and squeak, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So, and now I don't know the English name for it. So it's bubble and squeak.
Yeah, bubble and squeak.
Yeah, but now if you look at kale, people put it in smoothies. They make crisps of them by drying them in the oven. They put them in stir fries, and this week I made an omelette with it. Well, I would have never thought about making an omelette with kale.
Was it delicious?
Absolutely, with some tomato and some cheese. Of course, all the food I make is delicious.
I have baked it in the oven, actually. Had crispy kale. That is lovely.
Yes, crispy kale is really nice. It's a really nice snack as well. And it's so good for you. There's so many benefits of it. So, yeah, so there's a lot you can do with food.
Absolutely. I mean, you do cookbooks as well, don't you?
I do. I've written two cookbooks in which I focus on reducing the sugar intake. So all the recipes are with no added sugar. And then I was asked to write one, actually, with an ingredient called stevia. Have you heard of that?
Stevia? Yeah, that's a sugar replacement, isn't it?
That is, yeah. And it doesn't raise your blood sugar level.
I know. I recommended it to my diabetic friend because he's got a real sweet tooth. And this stuff is actually, as you know, sweeter than sugar, much sweeter, but it doesn't...
300 times.
300 times?
Yeah,
I didn't know it was that much. I knew it was quite significant. But even though it looks like sugar, it tastes like sugar, but it doesn't act in your body like sugar.
No, that's it. It doesn't raise your blood sugar levels. It's got no calories, no carbohydrates, anything in it. And it's from a plant, actually. Mm. So it's just a liquid of a plant. But coming back to depression, there's one final thing I wanted to say about what you really could do to improve it with food. Is also, have you heard of probiotics?
Yes, and the importance of this all comes down to the gut microbiome. I mean, I've
That's
heard
it.
That there's a lot of quite modern day thought that all illness begins in the gut. Well, I've heard the term gut brain. I know there's neurons in the gut. I know the gut, the heart, and the brain talk to each other, as it were. They communicate in both directions. So this would count, would it?
Definitely. Mm. And probiotics you can actually get from foods as yogurt. Like the Greek yogurt that I mentioned before, but also something called kefir. Have you heard of kefir?
Kefir, yes, I have.
It's a culture that you can grow yourself. And kefir, actually, that grows, when it grows, it takes all the sugar out of the milk because you make it with milk.
Kefir is a fermented food, isn't it?
It is a fermented food.
Because what we're talking about, I think the word I wanted was microbiome. That's the word, isn't it?
That's it. Microbiotica or microbiota.
Yeah, very
fermented
good.
Food, which you can also get out of miso and like sauerkraut, yogurt.
I was going to mention sauerkraut,
Yeah, that's another good one. Miso is like a Japanese sort of consistency. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a fermented food,
Okay. Yeah. And what about prebiotics? What's that all about?
Prebiotics don't necessarily... That is really if you have severe gut issues. So that cleans out everything in your gut. But for depression, I think probiotics would be enough.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask you... Thinking about it, because this interview is edited together as one, but what the listeners didn't hear is we had to break halfway through for the news lady to come in because we're in a studio, which was just borrowing effectively. And I was talking to a friend of mine just while the news was on, and she was talking about inflammation. And I said, well, and she said, well, that wouldn't be relevant. And I said, well, it would be because the brain is an organ, presumably. And if it's inflamed or if anything's inflamed, it's not going to be working particularly well. So is there an anti-inflammatory component to this?
In my opinion, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really with a depression. It's more to do with your overall general health.
Yeah.
Inflammations are things like rheumatoid arthritis, that's a sort of osteoporosis.
Okay.
That's are more conditions that would be more appropriate I don't think so. It could be, I mean, with Alzheimer's and those sort of things, but that's not depression.
No.
So that's a completely different story. I mean, there is something more I can say about foods to avoid.
Please.
And also because we talked about initially about refined foods, sweet food, junk food. Other foods that are important to avoid are alcohol, because there is a clear link between alcohol and mental health problems. Because a person may drink as a way to cope with depression, but alcohol can actually aggravate or trigger new bouts of depression and anxiety.
Well, alcohol ultimately is a depressant, isn't it?
Ultimately it is, yes. And people see it as, if I have a glass of wine, I'll feel better. But actually makes them feel worse afterwards.
You'll feel better for about half an hour.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. So that is important. And also caffeine is also something that you need to look into, because people who drink a lot of coffee could cause depression for them. So a caffeine benefit could be, of course, a stimulant. But also, it could also be negative, cause negative problems after you've had it.
Right. Understood. Yeah. So there's better ways of stimulating your brain in a healthy way, and your way is, of course, nutrition. What about turmeric? We hear a lot about that.
Oh yeah, I love turmeric. Really, really good for you. Very good for it is actually an anti-inflammatory, also an antioxidant.
Mm.
And ginger is the same.
I was going to say ginger.
Is very good. Yeah,
garlic.
They're good. Garlic also very good. This works more like an antibiotic.
Mm.
And people used to use it in long time ago as an antibiotic, garlic. Yeah.
Well, let's just sum up. Thank you for all this wonderful information. So let's just do a very quick summary if we can.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered an awful lot. So I walk into your office and say, Leonie, I'm really depressed. What would you do with me, apart from tell me off for drinking alcohol and Diet Coke?
The first thing I would say...
I always feel guilty if I see you at a networking meeting and I've got a bottle of Diet Coke in my hand. I have that kind of, guilty conscience. All quick, hide it in my coat. Don't let Leonie see.
That's a good thing, because you know you shouldn't really be having it.
I know.
Okay, so the first thing I would say is stop eating any processed foods. Avoid sweet things, among them, of course, alcohol. And don't get any junk food. So that is important. And eat healthy, least processed food, lots of vegetables, 2 to 3 pieces of fruit a day. Go out for a walk, because, of course, then you get your vitamin D. And also it's time for you to reflect yourself, or give yourself some time. That are the main things I would say initially.
Okay, so it's really just building a strong foundation and then creating, I suppose, depending on your own tendencies and preferences and body's proclivities, a bespoke thing, but you've got to have that powerful, base foundation in place first.
Yeah. And eat lots of fish, use antioxidants that you can get in vegetables, avoid coffee, not a very good one, avoid alcohol. And have eggs and protein and fatty fish and all that. That's what I would say.
All right, lovely. Because you treat lots of things, don't you? I mean, do give yourself a plug. I mean, your website is Eat Right with a W, WRIGHT.co.uk.
Yeah, that's it. Well, my focus is on, first of all, stopping women from going on diets, because diets don't work in the long term.
No.
And I help people with health conditions such as type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, migraines, arthritis, all sorts of issues, candida, celiac. Basically, what I do with my clients, I clean their body on cellular level by eating normal food. So they learn what they should be eating to be in tip-top shape.
It really is just back to nature, back to how nature intended,
isn't
it?
Back to nature, get rid of all the toxins, all the surplus fat, and turn the body from a sugar burner into a fat burner.
Now, I heard if you burn fat for energy, you get something like 10 times more energy, and it's got no kind of negative waste to it. Sugar makes a kind of poisonous, not poisonous, but deleterious ash, for want of a better word, but fat burning doesn't. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, sugar is not a nutrient, not a vitamin, not a mineral. All it does is it raises your blood sugar level. And if you have too much sugar in your body, it will be stored as fat. So if you don't exercise, sit on your chair the whole day, it will become fat. And you need to get rid of that fat. You need to give the body less sugar so that it needs to look for other sources of energy. And then it will go to the surplus fat to use that. And you will get so much more energy yourself. You feel much better.
Mm. And ultimately, it's a lot healthier for you.
Absolutely. Definitely.
So, just to summarise, where can people find you again online?
Okay, so I'm on. I'm also on Facebook, of course. I'm on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm Leonie Eat Right. On Facebook, I have a Facebook page which is called Eat Right for Your Health.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on my website, www.eatright.co.uk. www.mattersmost.co.uk.
And please, you know, keep up the good work. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for contributing to this podcast. Oh, one more thing. Rainbow of colours. I heard you should have a rainbow on your plate. Is there something in that?
Every fruit and every vegetable, every colour has got different nutrients, vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
So yes, that's definitely something that's absolutely true.
Brilliant. I'd written that down. I wanted to get that one in. Leonie Wright from eatright.co.uk. Thank you so much for being on. Very much appreciated.
It's a pleasure.
Depression lies. It tells you you've always felt this way and you always will, but you haven't and you won't. Holly Cornell.
Anyone listening, always remember that recovery is possible. My family and me are proof of that.
Hope with Depression, the podcast.
Okay, interviewing today, Hope with Depression. We have Craig. Hello.
Hello there.
And the lovely
Michelle.
And this is two-thirds of your organisation, isn't it?
Yes, we have Claire, who's unfortunately not able to be with us for the podcast today, but she's very much with us with the team.
Okay, and tell us about what it is that you do.
So we started Just Talk out of a unique meeting of just three of us in the kitchen. Craig happened to be popping in and Claire was already there. And as we were just chatting, Craig came in and we probably had a really good conversation. We opened up to each other just quite organically. And then we felt supported by each other and listened and heard about things that were going on for each other personally. And then we got into discussion about how Craig had sadly lost his son through suicide, and I was going through a bit of depression and anxiety. And together, by listening, after our conversation, we felt heard, and that's when we began to start developing the idea for Just Talk.
So sorry to hear about your son. I mean, that is hideous news. Obviously, that was the tragedy behind the inspiration for Just Talk on your part.
Yes, it certainly was. I mean, the idea about listening was that I used to work for the ambulance service, and during my time for the ambulance service, I used to do listening for the crews. You know, if they've been to a bad job, if they've got a personal issue, I used to be called to go along. There were a number of listeners to be able to hear what ambulance crews had to say. So the idea for listening wasn't new to me. But when I spoke to the girls, Claire and Michelle, we thought it would be a very good idea if we tried to do something. So it was really to encourage people to talk. People often don't get the opportunity to be heard, and actually listening is extremely powerful. We're not there to solve people's problems, to do counselling or that, but for people to just offload what it is their problem is, whether it's just they're lonely, haven't got anybody to talk to, or whether it's somebody with some big issue that they've got in their life and they don't know how to deal with it. That's what we want to do. We want to encourage people to come through the door. And that's a very difficult thing as well, is people coming through our door. Unfortunately, we're only available for one night a week at the moment, but we hope in years to come or months to come that we can go much bigger than that and be available to people, a much wider audience.
I hope so. I hope you grow and grow, because it's so important. I've found it in very recent, well, I've been counselled by people, just being allowed to feel what you're actually feeling. And I found that so valuable. I did a lot of overwork, and I've had a burnout experience, and suddenly, crash, body went, right, no more. Yeah. Mind went, no more. I'm like, come on. Body mind went, nope. That's all the burnout and all the symptoms that went along with it. But just to be allowed to be validated and allowed to feel what I feel, even if I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a bit of a belief in this society, particularly in men, I would guess, that, you know, God can't show your feelings, can't do that. But the problem is, if you are feeling it, you are bloody well feeling it. And then if you try and tell yourself that you're not, that's kind of a sort of self-abandonment, if you know what I mean. So the service you're providing is just allowing people to be heard, even if that's just the first stage towards their healing path.
Exactly. And sometimes, although we've got friends and family around us, sometimes we feel we don't want to burden them with our worries. And sometimes just by talking to often a stranger, you can have some of your best conversations and you can actually be true to yourself and how you're feeling. So
the service that we provide is, we are confidential, we're free. And as Michelle was saying, often people can't talk to members of their family because they're embarrassed. Mm. They don't want to upset them. Yeah, they want to hurt them. And so talking to a stranger is actually, they don't have to see us again. They don't have to come back again. But they can find that, I think, more beneficial in terms of being able to offload. And it is just them being able to get, an input into trying to unweave what they're going through in terms of their suffering.
I think also, as Craig said before, it can take a lot of courage to walk through some doors that you don't know how you're going to respond or how people will perhaps listen to you. Mm-hmm. And we often feel that sometimes making a phone call can be easy for some people, mm-hmm. where for others, actually seeing someone face to face and really knowing that someone is listening to you. Because mm-hmm. when you are on the phone, you don't know what that other person is doing. And for us, you can then read the signs of people's body language. Yeah. And that's why we really feel that by coming into us and taking that step of courage and being brave and start talking, it can really start something positive for most people,
including the belief that they deserve to be heard.
Exactly.
And they deserve to be validated, because some people, strange as it might seem, or maybe it doesn't, maybe sadly it doesn't seem strange, people don't feel that they deserve to be heard. They don't maybe they've not been in that environment all their life.
Yeah, or they feel their problem doesn't validate someone else's ears, almost, that, oh, I'm just being silly, or where actually just having even a 5-minute chat with someone can make you feel, oh, okay, perhaps that I am feeling something here and I perhaps need to do something more, or that might be it. But it's at different levels, isn't it?
But it needed honouring.
Exactly.
It needed honouring. So, yeah, maybe bust some more myths. What people might be thinking, oh, I can't talk, or I can't call them because...
Well, man, I don't know. We've had people walk by the door who've been interested and looked at our posters and thought, oh, do I go in? It's this brave step of coming in, not really knowing what to expect. Basically, we are there. We welcome people through the door. We do go outside to chat to people if they're there and want to ask some questions. But it's just the opportunity. Come and have a cup of tea, biscuit with us, and sit down and have a talk to us. And then they go. And if they want to come back, they can come back. It's just one of those things. But we just urge people who have issues to come along and talk to us.
Any issue?
Any issue they have, yeah. As I say, we're not specialists in these issues, but they can offload, they can give themselves a chance to just breathe a little bit with their problem and discuss it with us. We encourage people to talk. So we have ways, we've trained in terms of how to encourage people to talk a bit further. And as I say, not necessarily to solve their problem. Most people actually have the answers to what their trouble is.
Once they get a bit of space around it.
Yeah. Yes, certainly, yes.
Sometimes you can be scared by what your problem might be, but actually being scared by it can sometimes be the problem or the issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're making people's problems seem not so insurmountable. And I think when you actually do give yourself permission to feel what you feel and to talk, to kind and trained counsellors, like yourself, it gives that space around it. And in that space, the perspective can shift a bit. And it's like maybe putting the dark glasses on so you can kind of see more. You're not in the glare of the problem anymore. Yeah. Is that a good fit, reasonably good way of...
I think so. And I think it's also about perhaps giving yourself a bit of time. I think we live in a world now that's so busy, busy, busy. You pile all these things on your shoulders. You don't sometimes offload because you don't think anyone has the time to listen. So by coming to us, of which you might not know us, you might recognise our faces, we don't pass any judgments. No. Whatever you want to offload, it may just be the starting of something good as well for that individual.
Yeah, hugely. So what's the vision? Because you say you want this to grow and grow, and I think it's brilliant. Right, tell me your grandest dream.
Okay, grandest dream is to have somewhere, plenty of places right across the southeast or the country, where we're open between perhaps, 10 in the morning and 6 in the evening, and have evening sessions elsewhere, different venues. And that would be absolutely gold dust to us. But that's a long way off. We understand that. But it's building our organisation, getting more people involved. We found, even though where we are now, we need to probably increase who we've got in terms of listeners. We have a team as well, a volunteer team of meeters and greeters. So we have a support team around us. And one thing I will say to you is we're not just there for anybody that comes in. We're also there for ourselves, because what would we be if we weren't able to be able to support ourselves in all of this?
Well, that's how it all started, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we often check in with our feelings, because I think, again, we have so many emotions going through ourselves all the time, and our thoughts can, you know, you can hold on to one thought one day and it can bring you down, or another time it can bring you up. And before a session, we'll have a little, me and Craig will often walk to Just Talk together and just check in that we're okay. And yeah, often we can then pick up, oh, okay, are you all right? Let's perhaps talk a bit more. And although your friends are often doing that, and you need your friends and family, sometimes it does just help to offload to a stranger. I've had some of my best conversations with people I've met in a cafe, or and just by connecting with another human is I think quite a powerful thing. And so many people are focused on their phones and looking down, where actually looking up and passing someone a smile even could just change someone's thought for that split second, which
could change someone's life.
Exactly.
For all you know, in a positive way. I think people are craving connection, I think. And like you say, you've raised all the issues. You know, could be embarrassed to talk to the family. They don't think their problem's worth discussing. They think they might be a burden. And all of that, you know, according to your wonderful message, is nonsense. It's no, quite the opposite. No, come, talk, get it off your chest. Get some space around it. You know, let it be hopefully the first step to, you know, to greater things. I think it's a fantastic contribution. I mean, I'm seeing more and more wonderful things like this spring up, and it's a really good thing to see, and so needed. So, I mean, thank you for the, you know, both of you, all of you involved with the organisation, for the wonderful work that you're doing. Where can people find you if they want to come and just talk? Where how does that happen?
Okay, so Just Talk, we're available every Thursday evening now. We did start with just two a month, but we're there every Thursday between 6:30 and 8:30 in the evening. We have a telephone number, okay, that people can ring just during that time, which is 0756 221199. So that's 0756 221199 that people can ring us at that particular time. We'll be answering the phone then. They come in and have a session, and hopefully they'll talk to us.
Yeah, please come along if you feel you've got something you want to talk about, whatever that might be. No problem too big or too small. I think it's just starting that process of talking. That's what we really believe in. And I know in our own personal challenges in life, that has helped us. And whoever we come across go, wow, that's a great idea. So it's obviously needed. It's not like we've set this up and someone's gone, oh, no.
I think you're going to be very busy. I don't think you're I don't think you're going to have a spare hour left in the day when this grows. So enjoy the lull before that. If it's quiet at the moment, enjoy it, because I think you're both going to be very busy. But a wonderful contribution. So, Craig and Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Next time on Hope with Depression, the podcast.
It's essentially, it's giving people a sense of peace and the ability to create a life that they really love and to get out of that stuck place.
Hope with Depression, the podcast. Streaming now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher for Android, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and here. Play Hope with Depression, the podcast.